It's true that Obamacare requires almost everyone to get health coverage. That's the individual mandate, and it starts January 1st. Lots of people have heard about that. But many of them don't know that the law will help them get that coverage through so-called insurance marketplaces. Mimi Garcia is director of Enroll Texas, a nonprofit, nonpartisan campaign to help Texans learn how to get coverage.
So we're starting this summer because over 78% of all uninsured have no idea about these marketplaces.
The marketplaces offer subsidies to help pay for the insurance plans, depending on your income. Even a family of four with an income as high as $94,000 a year will be eligible for a subsidy. To apply, people will go to an online website, choose from a menu of health plans, and sign up. That starts October 1st. But it could be a hard sell. Stephen Vargas is a community health worker with the Association for the Advancement of Mexican Americans in Houston's East End.
Now, there's going to be premiums and copays that go along with that, too. And that, know that that's going to be a deterrent for some folks thinking, I've never had to fork out any money before. I don't intend to fork out any money. But we have to also make them aware that the cost is going to be subsidized, depending on your income.
There are also complications to explain. Strangely enough, the poorest of the poor are not eligible for any subsidy. That's because the poorest adults were supposed to get their insurance through Medicaid, but Texas officials decided not to offer that option, at least for now. And undocumented immigrants are also not allowed to use the marketplaces. Both groups will have to continue to rely on emergency rooms and safety net clinics. Vargas says explaining all this could be tough.
You may have a family in which the grandmother may not be a legal citizen, but everybody else is. And so that kind of breeds some of that mistrust. What are they going to do with my uncle? What are they going to do to my mother or something like that? So that's where some of that mistrust lies and a little hesitancy to engage.
Hispanics make up 17% of the U.S. population, but 32% of the country's uninsured. Advocates say getting that population insured will help them stay healthier, but also reduce pressure on emergency rooms and charity clinics. Enroll Texas estimates 3.5 million Texans are eligible for a subsidy if they buy a plan through the online marketplace. Again, Director Mimi Garcia.
If you're uninsured in Texas, you will not be able to escape the message about the marketplaces. Going shopping, there'll be an info table at your local grocery store, and you turn on the radio, and there'll be an ad about it, and we'll have billboards, and we're planning a paid media campaign as well.
And we have more information on KUHF.org, including an online calculator to help you see how much of a subsidy your family may qualify for. From the KUHF Health and Science Desk, I'm Carrie Feibel.